The Tales of Leo, Part 2. And so Leo began his long story of old of how great-grand Pussy was king of his realm. He had his own sceptre, his ring, his own stamp, a throne, and he had his own crown. Royalty he was king of all cats, his influence and dominion being all over the world as we know it. He wore always his crown, featuring the earth, pointing up, and moreover, when he came by to visit, respectfully you bowed, in the hope he'd not come for corrections. His crown would wobble and give you the scares when it pointed in every direction. King of all cats, Sergeant Todd nodded his head. So that's where it all did begin then. But how did you end up in here in the bleachers with things that you have collected? And your entire family is now being suspected. The burglary crimes are very strong, Leo, you see, and were it not for my really good nature, I'd see you in court like the rest, guilty as up to your neck in all legislature. For me and my men, for the crown as a whole, for the victims who long to find out why. And who is the burglar just taking their things? Your activities have raised such a hue and cry. Ah, Sergeant Todd, see here, man, I've a family to keep and provide for. The mice aren't enough. We have competition, you see, and you have to believe that it's tough to get plenty of food stuff. I am Leo the Cat, known on the streets as the Man, leader of this clan and expected to provide for. My talents I use, and my brains for to plan, and I have to show that I am a good father. And that's the end of part two. You can listen tomorrow to part three. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.